How are we doing with the mics?
Mine, they...
1, 2, 1, 2?
Yeah, no, you... No, I think they're good.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'm getting something. Yeah, we're good, I think. All right, so Lisa Haley, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long you've been doing music and whatnot, and...
Okay, sure. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me here. I'm from Malden originally, Malden, Mass, and... I've been playing music out probably since 2012. I used to sit in front of the piano at my grandparents' house when I was 2 and just get that in my brain.
Uh-huh.
I lived in LA for a little while and didn't play music, but I was around a lot of musicians, and that made me really want to get a guitar. And so that's when I got a guitar.
And I should mention Michael's here too. Michael Stewart,
How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
You must realize there's a lot of famous Maldonians who are musicians.
You being one of them?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
I saw that one coming.
There's the Ames brothers, Ed Ames. There's Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. There's the guys from Extreme and Flesh.
Oh, I know
the Chirones. There's Charlie Farron from Fahrenheit and the Joe Perry Project. The list goes, J.B. Huddle, the list goes on and on.
Who knew?
Johnny A.
All right, shout out to Malden.
Oh, yeah, it's very big. So we're not putting pressure on you.
Do you play out, Lisa?
I do. I have a few shows lined up. I play at the Walnut Street Cafe.
Okay.
I'm the feature at Bentwater Brewery on July 12th with Glenn French. I'm playing the Topsfield Fair this year.
Wow. Used to go every year for long, long, many, many years. Not so much now, but I used to live in Peabody.
Okay.
And I used to go there yearly. Quite an event.
Topsfield Fair on October 6th at the, I forget which stage, but there.
One of them.
Near the rabbits, hopefully. I love that fair.
Well, listen to her music and watch the rabbits multiply.
Right, right. All right. Well, I'll let you. Why don't you play a couple?
Okay.
And thank you for coming on Boston Women Rock.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Great. Okay, this is one that I wrote called Cellular Downfall. Set on my battery and thinking of you, driving out of town for the weekend, left my charger on top of those shoes. So I drive down, 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 down. I drive out of town, 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 and see that 88% on my battery, and I'm thinking too much, driving fast and driving slow and feeling out of touch. If you would have came with me, I would have had an extra cord, and I wouldn't have the chance to feel things or get bored and see that 69% on my battery. And of course I'm thinking of you, 32% all of a sudden. Damn, why did I watch you too? 24% on my battery at 2:04. Just turned it to 2:05. If I put this phone down, I might go outside and I would feel so much more alive. 2% on my battery. How did I miss the 20% warning and then the 10? I don't know when to put this phone down. I don't know when to say when. Thank God my phone died, and thank God it went with my pride. Thank God I finally cried and put down that damn phone. Charge it up another time. Charge yourself, you feel sublime. Put it down, just take a chance. If I could, you really can. 22%, the charge is climbing. Should I take it from the wall? No, 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 no. That will be my downfall.
Great.
Thanks.
This is a studio audience. That was great. I have to log this. What's the name of that again?
That's called Cellular, like if I could say it, Cellular Downfall.
Very good. You want to go right into another one and then we'll...
Sure.
Go at it.
Okay. This one's called More. It was as if we had never met. I helped you move boxes that you finally came to get. Sparks flew like fireworks from each other's eyes. Hard to keep that kind of love in disguise. You are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Get over here and take my hand. You are my dream. Rush to me, you make my restless soul burn bright. I wanna dance with you and make you shine tonight. No words I speak mean a thing of value. One extended gaze from deep within your fiery core. up towards the sky. So high to meet yours. With you, my sweetness, it's always I want more. I want more. It was 7 years ago today. You told me I love you, and then you drove away in a U-Haul filled with crap you left lying around. While you were so far away out of town, no words I speak can mean a thing of value. One extended gift deep within your fiery core, I lift my eyes up towards the sky, so high to meet yours. With you, my sweetness, it's always I want more. I want more. Well, that hat makes you look so sexy, I could scream. Get over here and take my hand. You are my dream. Rest to me. You make my restless soul burn bright. I wanna dance with you and make you shine tonight. No words I speak can mean a thing of value. One extended sky, so high to meet yours. With you, my sweetness, it's always I want more. I want more. I want more. And because of you, I want more. I want more. So much more.
Awesome.
Thanks.
This is, as I said, this is Sky by here. You're listening to Rising with Sky by the Boston Woman Rock Edition, as it were. And those are fantastic, Lisa.
Thank you.
And
great lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to play a young rocker now named Lily Black, who Michael knows. She's a youngster playing some punk rock. I'm going to play a song or two, and then we'll get back. And Lisa will play some more, maybe one, maybe two. We'll see.
All right.
But right now, this is Lily Black.
I don't need
That was The Dents with One More Time. And before that, we heard Lily Black with Forgot to Mention. Back here with Lisa Haley and Michael Scott Stewart.
Hello.
Hello.
And you're going to play a couple more for us, right?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
All right. How about it?
Okay. So I'll play another original or two. And this one I don't have a name for, but if I named it, you might get it too soon, so I'll just leave it alone. I don't know what took me so damn long to figure out what I want to tell you in a song. It's so obvious that I'll start with A. You're absolutely beautiful, creative, demonstratively so, energetic and fanciful, gregarious. Happiness in my face, I hope. Imagination, you're joyful, joyful. I had to say that one twice. King of the hill, king of the world, king of my life, lover of all lovers. Mesh with me, nest with me, openly in perfection, quietly, peacefully, sleeping now.
Sunshine. Ooh. Ooh.
I always ask people like yourself. It's just one of my things. When you write, do you write lyrics first, or do you do the music first, or is it a?
Well, it depends. So sometimes I have a really good idea for a song, like a story or a lyric, and or a phrase will come to me, and I'll just build on that. And sometimes I have music in my head that just needs to be played, and the lyrics will find their way in. And then there is the time that I woke up with a whole song just playing in my head, and I just grabbed my tape recorder and sang some of it to sort of keep it, you know, fresh. I never would remember.
Different ways.
All different ways.
Songs.
Sure.
Yeah. Mike, what do we got going on with the Boston Woman? Anything?
Well, there's a couple of things that are going on. There's a Making Waves for Autism. There's going to be a benefit for the Surface Healing and Foundation of Autism in Rhode Island. And that's going to be Sunday, June 26th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Sally O'Brien's. That's 335 Somerville. And it will be a donation at the doors. There's a, you can go to the Sally's website, sallyobriensbar.com or surfacehealing.org. There's going to be musical performances by Kevin Byrne on ukulele, John Pajita International Airport, which we all well, the long-term rockers, the Dogmatics, and Girl on Top. And I guess there's going to be raffles, prizes, Hawaiian shaved ice, and stuff like that.
Great cause.
Yeah, another thing is there is a program called Strong Women, Strong Girls. It's a mentoring program, and we've been pushing this on Boston Rock. Excuse me. And if you'd like to get involved, Janie Michael, the development assistant, you could probably go to their, they probably have a website, and you could probably talk to them if that's something they're interested in doing. If you want to mentor young girls so they become strong leaders of the future, and we encourage that here at Boston Women Rock.
Is Ruby Rose involved in that? I saw that like sticker, not sticker.
Yes, it was, this was at her concert.
We, okay, that's right.
Me and Skybar saw Ruby Rose Fox a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What was your impression?
I thought she was great. Yeah. And I also was impressed with Weekend Friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to try to scoop them into WMFO.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah. But no, I thought Ruby was, she has a unique voice, kind of deep, and it's...
Yeah, if you haven't heard her, she's somewhere between Marianne Faithfull and who else would you say in that lower register? The woman from the Eurythmics, maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah, Annie Lennox,
and there's a couple other people that you're gonna. But
she's, and musically, she's different too. You know,
yeah, she is. Her song encompassed certain things like domestic violence.
Yeah. When she was on, I asked her about that, and she was very open about it. And because sometimes you're not sure if they want to go there, but no, she was great. She talked about anything and everything.
I think she's a very, she comes from Emerson and she's an actress.
She mentioned that.
So she's an artist and she's very sensitive. And I think that basically launches a lot of songs for different things that are happening, whether it be the shootings are happening or something like that. She kind of basically, it makes her emotionally need to do something. Right. And she's got the CD out called Domestic. And it has, I think, like 12 songs on it. A lot of the ones are getting Freedom Fire, Bury the Body, Rock Bottom, Miss America. Those are the ones that are Ronald Reagan Killed the Radio. Those are getting a lot of airplay on a lot of the local stations. I have talked to some music people in New York, and they said there's an ear to the ground for her, too. A couple other bands, whether it be Watson Gymnasium or Love Love or... Greg Allen's written Revision. There's a few bands that are catching the notice of outside this area. As we're in this area in Boston, sometimes it's hard to see what projects beyond here, but this is a music place.
It's funny because I asked her the same thing I asked you, Lisa, about the songwriting, and she's like Taupin and Elton John. She does all the lyrics, I guess.
Yeah,
she does all the lyrics, and a guy in her band does all the music. So they'll like, he'll send, so you know, which is... You know, I haven't heard many, and I don't know about John and Taupin. I like kind of late in the game. I thought Elton John did everything, I didn't realize he had a guy to tell
you. Oh, they're a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah, I didn't realize that early on either.
I was like, and then somebody told me, I was like, wow, really? He doesn't write a single and vice versa, you know?
I remember back when he had maybe Yellow Brick Road out, and I told my girlfriend at the time, no, that's something he made up. It's just him, but it wasn't. There was a Bernie Taupin, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I think later on he did write with somebody else for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think so, too. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna play some stuff. We'll get back and don't go anywhere yet, Lisa. But I'm gonna play some stuff and we'll be back in a bit.
Cups. Have you ever loved? Have you felt your heart come undone?
WMFO in Medford. That was a Michael Stewart selection, Joy Mover with Have You Ever Loved. Before that, the Organ Beats with A Chilly Breeze of May. How'd you discover that lady?
Believe me or not, on LinkedIn.
You.
On LinkedIn, believe it or not. I saw this singer-songwriter and then I checked her out and I said, she's got some great vocal chops and great mm-hmm. lyrics, great stuff. She does some covers. She has a great musical history. She came out of Florida. She's lived up here. She's lived in New York. Her cousin is Jonathan Mover. Her father was a musician. She's played with some heavies. She used to play with Jaco and all kinds of jazz heavies back in the day, back in Florida. And like a lot of people, career on and off, she's getting her feet back in the career. And hopefully I can help her point her towards some good airplay and some radio stations. But
we'll give her some.
Yeah, I always got an ear out. But yeah, she was originally from this area. That's why she gets a little bit of an airplay here.
All right, Lisa's still with us.
Yes, I am.
Thanks for hanging around.
Sure, thanks for having me.
And you got one more in you?
I do have another song in me. Sure. Right. This is a song that I wrote when I first got my guitar 28 and I was living in L.A. And I just want to mention, too, find me on Facebook. I don't have a website yet. I'm working on a CD. I'll get you guys a copy when I finish it. And I play on the Red Line a lot, and I loved playing Park Street. So if you see me there, say hi.
All right.
So this is a song I wrote.
You make my heart shine brighter than the
lips of my lover, there is an infinite scar. Oh, the feeling of you on me as I exhale the air I breathe. It smells of you, my sweetheart, and your scent will stay with me. Sometimes I stare in wonder when I see your face. It speaks to me in visions and I can't keep in your grace. Oh, the feeling of you on me, 'cause I'm only who you are. You unleash my being like that brightest shining star. I know, I don't know where to go, where to be. Just know, don't forget or regret me. At times I, and once I saw for me, but I was all I found. Till my knees got weak and I could only tumble down. Till the point where I found out that there is nothing else to see. What I once thought was you, I now know that is me. I know, I don't know where to go, where. Heart shine brighter than the highest star. Unto the lips of my lover, there is an infinite star. Oh, the feeling of you on me, 'cause I'm only who you are. You unleash my being like that brightest shining star.
All right.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Yeah, yeah. My pleasure. Sounded great. I'll, it is a Boston Woman Rock edition, so I've been playing a lot of woman rockers.
Yep.
I'm going to play, I think, something by Gretchen Shea and her band, The Knockups.
Yeah, they could get a lot.
We'll play some Michael stuff, maybe. But yeah, Gretchen Shea is another band that The Knockups have... trying to get their niche in the area.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of traction. She got up with Bono and U2.
I know. That's
back in the winter, yeah.
So it's got to be a thrill.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play something by them, play something by Michael. The clock's ticking. We've got about 12 minutes to go.
Yep.
But I'll be back in a few. Thanks.
LSD. And you-
Up against the clock here now, but you got any final words, Michael?
Yes, thank you for having Boston Wimrock on your show, and if you're interested in getting Boston Wimrock, go to our Facebook site and contact me if you'd like to be involved, like to play, or be involved with Boston Wimrock, and we're always looking for new talent. Thank you again.
Fantastic. Hey, if you're under the influence of anything, don't think about getting behind the wheel. People die that way. Don't drink and drive. I think that's going to cover it. WMFO in Medford. I gotta get out of here. This is something by Andrea Gillis. Thanks.
A shadow and take it down to